AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump put the pedal to the metal today during Labor Day events, the traditional time that political candidates like them begin the real push to the White House. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports Clinton got off to a rough start during what she called the mad dash to November.
Shortly after taking the stage at a campaign rally in Cleveland, Hillary Clinton began to cough and cough. And even as she ran short of breath, she was still able to take a shot at her Republican opponent, Donald Trump.
Every time I think about Trump, I get allergic.
After catching her breath, Clinton went on to question whether Trump is too thin-skinned to be president.
A man you can bait with a tweet cannot be trusted with nuclear weapons.
I'm Tim McGuire.
A new poll finds support for the Black Lives Matter movement has increased among young white adults, according to AP correspondent Carlotta Bradley.
The poll indicates a majority of white, black, Asian, and Hispanic young adults now support the movement. 51% of white adults polled between the ages of 18 and 30 say they now strongly or somewhat support Black Lives Matter. That's up 10 points since June.
A bus carrying about 40 Marines from Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, to a big Marine Week event in Nashville, Tennessee, caught fire today along Interstate 24 near the southeastern community of Mount Eagle. The Marines got off the burning bus and nobody was hurt. A late-night suicide bombing near the Afghan Defense Ministry in Kabul has killed at least 24 people and left another 91 wounded by flying shrapnel. A district police chief and five other police officers were among those killed. The suicide bomber, who struck as employees at the ministry, left work late today, was wearing a military uniform. This is AP Radio News. A big college football game on tap tonight between Florida State and Ole Miss. Florida coach Jimbo Fisher says playing 11th-ranked Mississippi in the season opener could pay dividends down the road.
You're fortunate enough to get into bowl game, major bowl games, playoff games, things like that. You get that atmosphere and environment. You get that again. I think it's now great national exposure. I think you get to play an opponent you don't always get to play, a top-notch opponent in a big situation like that on national TV, and you get to find out where you're at.
Mississippi coach Hugh Freeze says playing the highly competitive Southeastern Conference team gets Ole Miss ready to take on a team like number 4 Florida State.
This conference does prepare you, and we've been in some good games, some good battles, and we'll be ready. Our kids, they won't run away from it. They're going to show up and play.
Jimbo Fisher says he has concerns about Mississippi quarterback Chad Kelly.
He does a great job with his arm and his feet.
I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.